Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 21st in the year of our Lord, 2015. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders, using the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. That's the goal. And we can take America back. Our greater numbers could do it every time if we'd just unify and stand on the moral principles of what made America great once upon a time can do it again. The only question left is, you're going to be part of the solution? You're going to help us? Are we going to get that done? All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump in the news, Kurt. He's talking about China, huh?
Oh, yeah. Donald is, he's pretty serious when it comes to the whole Chinese thing, as well as a number of other things. But in China in particular, he says that they're just not playing, fair. And, you got this whole devaluing of the money system, of the Chinese money system, since it's all based on silver and gold and stuff like that, over in China, how their money's just, sound like ours. He's a little ticked off because they devalued it, and he says it's not fair. It's just not playing fair. What say you, Sam?
Well, he says China's rebuilt itself. With the money that's been sucked out of the United States and the jobs that have left, it's going to be devastating if they devalue their currency. The fact is, he says, you know what? We have a lot of power over China. He says we have so much power over China, he told CNN. China has gotten rich off of us. And you know what? Anybody in their right mind would agree with that. Even Ross Perot back in the 92 days was saying, hey, if we have these free trade agreements and everything else, and NAFTA and GATT and all these things, it's going to be a sucking sound of job loss in America. And boy, was he prophetic. And now Donald Trump, again, two businessmen, like bookends, if you will. On the other end, now Donald's going, look what we've done. We've devastated ourselves. We've basically made China rich.
Yep.
And, we got to do something about it, kind of a thing. And I think Trump's right. Now, let me make this very clear. I think Trump is a good businessman in a lot of ways. I think he's right on a lot of things. I don't believe in a lot of what he says. In other words, I don't even know what his real opinions or views are on things. He was an insider before he's an outsider. He's involved with the revolving door of big business, in bed with politicians everywhere. He's blatantly admitted it. He said it even on the campaign stage. Hey, I butt off every one of you. He's got Hillary and Bill loving him, and he's got, it's just crazy. He was a Democrat before a conservative. He was, pro-abortion before anti-abortion. It just goes on and on and on and on. However, he has tapped into the frustration that Americans have about their bureaucrats ignoring them. And he has brought forth some common sense solutions for a lot of things. So time will tell where this goes, but I don't see a single candidate that I'd vote for at this time except for a Rand Paul at this point. And I question if I'd even vote for Rand Paul. Some days I think I might, and other days I think I wouldn't for sure. So it's kind of a battle. I like Ted Cruz in many ways, and I like Ben Carson in certain ways. I like Scott Walker in certain ways, but they all have their drawbacks that make me just go, and scare the heck out of me. Like Ben Carson, wanting to force me to take the jab or vaccines. Okay, he's crazy. That kind of thing. So the battle's on. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. But Trump is dwarfing everybody's numbers. Even the insiders now say he could become president. All I know is very interesting. But China's in the mix, and they say that Trump would take a harder stance when it comes to China. Former Sheriff Richard Mack with us, now current school teacher. You're a history teacher, Sheriff?
I am. I teach American history at American Heritage Academy in Levine, Arizona, which is just the greater Phoenix area on the west side.
All right, that's fantastic news.
Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I just got named Teacher of the Week.
All right. And the teacher of the week wants to bring Sam Bushman down to speak to the students, and we'll vet them and put them on the radio, huh?
Well, yes, that's been one of the things. I even told the parents at our open night, open house night, when I met them, I said, look, we're going to do really different things. We're going to do fun things for the scholars. That's the students. And one of them is the students will be in charge of presenting a topic that we've been discussing in class. For instance, the Great Depression or the founding of America by Columbus. Was it really that he did? And what was Columbus's significant contribution to the colonization of America? And also, how is it that, this is another topic we've been discussing, how is it that we call Native Americans and the original tribes that were already here, why is it that even today we still call them Indian? And what's wrong with that? And so each student will be given a topic. Do we follow the Constitution today or not? The Iran nuclear deal, was it good, was it bad? We'll give students both sides. And then what about the destruction of our economy right now by OPEC? And by the way, the economic indicators are, and Kurt, maybe you can look this up for me, but right now, the last 2 days, the stock market has fallen as much as it did the day after 9/11.
Yeah, we're looking at several hundred points already. They say it's lost, more than the last four years.
500, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I am correct, the day after 9/11, the stock market fell 500 points. Now, I haven't verified that myself, but it is my recollection in watching the stock market the day after 9/11, it fell 500 points. One of the worst times for the stock market ever was 9/11, for obvious reasons.
All right. Well, the moral discussion should be a discussion for your students also, because the headline says Bill de Blasio, you know, he's like the mayor of New York, right? He won't tolerate topless Times Square women. See? He won't tolerate that.
He won't?
No.
Well, he's a defender of the Constitution.
Freedom lover.
Bill de Blasio. Yeah, I mean, he's a... I mean, he says the Constitution allows for this.
Because the city of New York already passed that if men could go topless, so can women.
Not with Bill, not in Times Square, buddy. He ain't doing that. In fact, here's the stark naked truth on the matter, I guess the headline says, Kurt.
Yeah, he says our current laws do make it harder to enforce in the way we might like to. There's a First Amendment protection for begging. There's a First Amendment protection for painting yourself and displaying yourself in a certain fashion. It makes no sense, but I understand this is a First Amendment protection. But then he says they promised to find legislative and regulatory solutions to this problem. There's a business transaction going on. I guess what happens is people want to get their picture taken with these women that are painted with, like, the U.S. flag, except for that's the only thing they're wearing.
I go to New York. That's the first thing. Yeah.
That's the only thing they're wearing is the paint, you know.
No, they got a thong on, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about those flip-flops that we used to call thongs. I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says it's a business transaction. Let's face it, the women in Times Square or the furry creatures in the Times Square are engaged in a business. We believe that opens the door for us to enforce the way we would with any other business.
Wait a minute. These women are called furry creatures?
Still right. No, there's some other things, I guess.
There's some other things.
And we will do so while still respecting constitutional rights, he said. Oh, yeah, Mr. Bill de Blasio protecting the Constitution.
That's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, he's all interested in the First Amendment, Sheriff.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to have the scholars presenting to you. And maybe the listeners, we didn't make this perfectly clear. We're going to have you come down and hear the presentation by the scholars, the students, and then you will pick out of my high school classes. I also do a junior high class. The junior high doesn't get to do this yet. Out of all the high school classes I do, which is about 100 students, you will pick a few, maybe just one. It's up to you. Maybe two per class, and then take them from there. And put them on the radio to discuss their topic.
It's real life, open discussion from scholars, the youth of our nation, regarding education and the issues of the day. And so we don't need to make the discussion salacious, but we do need to talk about Bill de Blasio saying he won't tolerate topless Times Square women. And when it, in a day when you used to not be able to say the word pregnant on TV, and now they say your First Amendment right guarantees the right to be virtually nude in public, hey, we got to talk about the morality of this and what it means for our nation. And the youth need to understand that clearly. Former Sheriff Richard Mack with us on the line. CSPOA.org. More hot talk in seconds.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt, Sheriff Richard Mack in the Roundtable on this freedom-loving fantastic Friday. We're talking about the scholars. Those are the youth that Sheriff Richard Mack teaches in a history class, etc. And these scholars, these youth of our nation, the next generation, the future of America, if you will, are going to work on educating themselves regarding political topics of the day and applying those political topics to the moral standards that America's history is built upon, the views of the founders, the reliance on the Almighty, the appeal to moral law, and working together to understand issues with that point of reference or that God-based historical reality or view. And the students are going to then learn their topics well. They're going to be interviewed by Richard Mack and Sam Bushman. We're going to go down there to Phoenix, Arizona, and get this done with the students, meet them and greet them and give them hugs and tell them we love them and we have confidence in them, and we're going to work with them. And then they're going to discuss these topics on the radio. It's going to be a tremendous broadcast, to say the least. Series of broadcasts, I should say. And so Bill de Blasio will not let topless women hang out in Times Square. They won't let women with just paint and a G-string hang out in Times Square, even though it's legal to do so because of the supposed First Amendment. What does that mean? How would the founders look at that? All those questions are open topics for the kids or for the scholars, right?
But, Sam, it's not just a First Amendment issue. New York has actually passed a law in the past that allows women to be treated just like men. It was their, you know, their pro-feminist movement there. And this has been some time ago. I would say maybe 10, 15 years ago. They actually passed a statute that says women cannot be arrested for having apparel just like a man. So they cannot be arrested if they are going topless because men go topless all the time, downtown, whatever, you know, while they're jogging or whatever it is, or if they're just trying to do some sort of, quote, business in Times Square. If a man doesn't have to wear a shirt, then neither does a woman. And so both have to wear, obviously, shorts or something to cover up the loin area.
Or one of those thongs.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Some call them a G-string.
It's the same thing for men, and that's what they were trying to do back in the day where, you know, the equal rights stuff and was going on. New York actually passed a statute. Now, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. However, I did see this, and I did talk to police and other people about this the times I've been to New York, and I've been to New York lots of times, as you well know. So, So de Blasio just can't come out and say, well, we're going to ignore that law and we're going to start arresting women. He'll get in trouble. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and he should get in trouble. And what we really need to do, and this is the reason that we need to discuss this with the scholars, the students, yeah, is should we have a law on the books that promotes immorality, really in the name of the First Amendment, but to, in my opinion, mocking the First Amendment, and the intent of the founders. See, that's kind of one of the discussion points that I think is critical. I'm not defending the law, although it is the law. And what I'm saying is you can't just run around willy-nilly. There's got to be a greater authority or guide for civilized society than government in the first place, right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, that goes back to the age-old question. Can government regulate pornography? And that's the same thing that happened. This happened when I was a cop in Provo, and this is back seriously early in the 1980s, very early. The city of Provo said, Mr. Goodbar, the movie, Mr. Goodbar, I've never seen it, never saw it then, don't even know the horrible things that were happening in it pornography-wise, couldn't tell you a thing about it. However, I remember Provo Police Department went down to the theater and confiscated the movie. Literally confiscated the movie. You know what the theater did? It got another one and kept showing it. And they loved the advertisement, and that movie really started bringing in the crowds. And I think the Vice Squad went and confiscated another one, and the theater got another one. And the distributor of the movie was all too pleased to do this and to keep getting them another movie. And then I remember the sergeant over that squad saying, what do we do? I mean, how do we stop it? We keep confiscating, you know, what are we going to do? Go arrest the theater people, you know, and when it becomes so subject to opinion, and you know, one of the Supreme Court justices is a well-known line is, I can't really define pornography or sleaze, but I sure know it when I see it. And I think that's the thing. And, you know, where do you draw the line on that? You know, is a sleazy bra being shown in Sears catalog pornography? You know, it does bring up some difficult subjects. Yes, I know sleaze when I see it too. And I wish that this did not exist. But how you police it and how you make it illegal, there's definitely some problems.
Well, and that's why the founders, and this is kind of the point for the scholars to learn and understand, that's why the founders said, you know what, this new government, this grand experiment that we gave you, will only work for a moral people, Sheriff. And you can't, you can support good values with society, right, but you can't legislate or force morality on the people. And it'll only work if we're good moral people. Now, by the way, Mr. Goodbar is a 1977 film. And I guess it's about a school teacher who has her sexual awakening. And it goes into a bunch of detail, and it gets kind of rowdy. And it's distributed by Paramount Pictures.
I guess it was
kind of crazy.
Richard Gere, Diane Keaton. Anyway, those are a couple of actors.
And I had no idea. I had no idea what you just said, but I do know that I was at the police department when they confiscated it. And I, at the time, I'm going to tell you honestly, I thought it was kind of stupid what we were doing. I really did. I really thought it was stupid.
Well, so the film traces the sexual awakening of Teresa Dunn, a young teacher of Irish-American descent who was searching for excitement outside of her ordered life where she teaches deaf children, suffering from severe body images after suffering a childhood surgery that left a large scar on her back. I guess she finds herself in love with her older university professor, Martin, who ends the affair just before her graduation. The affair leaves her feeling used, and she wants to be reunited with her professor.
And the professor, by the way, is married.
Well, of course. So Teresa enters the, quote, sexual revolution of the 1970s, confused as she's on one hand repulsed by the sexual experimentation that she sees going on around her. Although she continues to teach the deaf children by day, at night she goes clubbing in a series of seedy bars, picking up men for one-night stands. And in the novel, I guess it was a novel, then a screenplay, then a movie, etc., Teresa's recreational sexual encounters become an addiction, and she pursues more and more dangerous men with violent sexual behaviors to enhance her high, and the film takes a lighter approach. I guess she views her one-night stands with shady characters as kind of a balance to her otherwise boring life. Now,
let me add something to that.
Yes.
It was not X-rated. It was R-rated.
I agree, and that's why I'm telling you that the book was a little bit more hardcore. They mellowed it out for the film. But here's the point, though. Can you really have the cops walk in when it's not illegal and take or steal the movie from the theater? I don't think so. I'm not for the movie, but I'm also not for stealing. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this movie, Mr. Goodbar, and I want to just finish up the description of this really quick because it's important to understand. The book was a lot more violent. They dumbed it down for the movie. The movie was not illegal, but cops came and stole the movie from the theater. The theater would just go get another one because it wasn't illegal. But the debate comes, can the cops just steal private property, especially when it's not illegal? Now, I'm not for the movie because I think it's like the 50 Shades of Grey of yesteryear, personally. Okay, however, so this woman is a teacher of deaf children by day. She's involved in all kinds of sexual exploration by night. It gets more and more violent. She gets on drugs. She then is involved with some guy that had left a gay life, had a pregnant woman in Florida. And eventually, she offends this guy, and she gets stabbed to death, and that's how the movie ends. It's a very horrible movie. Nevertheless, the debate comes down to do the cops have the right to steal the private property, Sheriff Richard Mack?
They said they confiscated it because it violated the decency laws.
Yeah, but if it's not illegal and if it's distributed in America, they can go ahead and do due process to find that out.
Well, they said as far as the standards set by Utah or Utah County.
Yeah, but what about due process, though? In other words, this theater's innocent until proven guilty, sir. You got to go through the courts, and you can't just...
Yeah, that's the point. If they broke the law, arrest the people who brought the movie in.
Or better yet, though, just file charges. Don't even arrest them. We don't need to put them in jail. We just need to let the case proceed.
But that's the same as arresting. I mean, you charge somebody, you can arrest them. And so why is it that the police can confiscate a movie and not arrest the people who brought it in? That's another huge problem with this whole thing.
Well, and that's what the students need to kind of focus on here. Isn't it almost the 50 Shades of Grey of yesteryear?
I guess.
Because it's more and more abusive sex that she gets involved in and that kind of stuff.
I don't know too much about 50 Shades of Grey except what I saw in the media. I never saw it, never wanted to see it.
Well, what you got is the mainstream press and the film industry and Hollywarp and everything else just pushing more and more violence, more and more sex, more and more perversion every day. And that's,
And the bottom line, Sam, is do we make that sort of thing illegal in America? And then we have the pornography police going around the country watching 7-Elevens and Circle K's and make sure they can't sell any magazines and that Netflix and all these others can't sell porn flicks and all the other DVD distribution businesses all across the world, let alone all across America, do we want pornography police?
Well, and my response to that is this. Number one, we need to assume people are innocent until proven guilty. That's an American unique position that respects privacy and respects the rights of individuals.
Yeah.
And so we got to do that. We've got to also realize that, look, there's what's called due process. And if you believe that the law's been broken, then you have every right to file, you know, something in the courts, file charges, do whatever, let the process, you know, work its way through the system. But you can't just deny due process. And that's what we're starting to see all over the country, is the denial of the due process scenario for people. That let the case go where they may, but the due process has just got to be upheld, sir.
Well, of course, and you and I agree with that. And but I still will say, the bottom line for a lot of conservatives, and yes, the conservatives in Utah, is do we just simply make all nudity, all pornography, and how do we define pornography? Do we make it all illegal and a crime if you have it or distribute it? Now, it's easy. That part is easy when it comes to child pornography. I think that is a exploitation of children. It is a crime against children. It is a huge crime, and I will go after those people no matter what the Supreme Court says. Those people who do that, just like this recent one with this Subway former spokesman, he's been arrested for that. Good. Good. This needs to be stopped, and there's some countries who continue to allow it, and that's the problem there. However, being that's an easy yes for this question, but when it's consenting adults, and the question still remains, do you, as a community, have the right, have the authority to arrest people who engage in that activity? Do I like it? No. Do I want it? No. Do I want my children around it? No. Now, do we, as a community, you and me, Sam, do we, as a community, have a right to make that illegal and arrest people who do it? And that's the biggest question I have on this whole subject. Do we have the authority and right as a community to make everything illegal that we consider immoral? And my bottom line answer on that is, most of the time, not. We don't have it. I don't like alcohol, so let's go make it illegal. That didn't work. I don't like people getting divorced. Let's make it illegal. I don't like people having affairs. That's one of the biggest things in the news right now, Ashley Madison.
Yeah, just arrest all 32 million of them, sir.
Absolutely. But the astonishing thing about that is, Sam, they've already announced that there's been dozens and dozens of emails found that were...
that are bogus, related. Right.
Government-related.
In other words, not only are they government-related, but by the way, your name and my name could be in there whether we know it or not, too, because there's all kinds of scammers and people that have done things. Your name might be in there, sir.
Yeah, haven't seen it yet, but...
Well, I haven't seen mine either. All I'm telling you is I would not put it past the Southern Poverty Law Center or some other thugs that hate us for our stance on issues, that they would actually do that to us. So, yeah. You know, beware, be ready.
Well, Josh Duggar's name was on there, and he admitted that he did it. So, you know, that's how stupid this thing is getting. But Josh Duggar's got a serious addiction problem, and he needs to get some help. But.
Right. All right. So in Times Square now, Bill de Blasio, though, he's going to fight off naked women, Kurt, is what they say.
Well, yeah, and he's a defender of the Constitution and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Bill de Blasio, your next, I think he's going to jump in and run for president on the Democratic side, you know, just to give Hillary and, you know, save us from Hillary.
Well,
anyway, you know, and these women, by the way, they paint themselves with the U.S. flag and stuff, so it's pretty, I guess you could say,
well, at least if they'd
patriotic.
Wrap themselves up in the flag, they wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, I guess they got what they call the naked cowboy, and he's worked there shirtless in Times Square for years without, they say, with much pushback. And so they're saying, hey, you know, equal rights. Now they say it's, you know, they got to, maybe they can get him for aggressive panhandling. Mr. de Blasio says, per se, why would a costume character be a concern? It was because of the aggressive approach these characters took to get people to give them money. Now, I would say, Mr. de Blasio, what about the aggressive taxation of government? But, you know, there's no mention of that here. He says, I also would say, as a human being and a parent, I don't think it's appropriate in the middle of one of the busiest squares in New York City that women should display themselves that way. They have a constitutional right. It's not my choice. He's all for... you know, free choice here, but, you know, if you want to kill a baby, that's, you know, a different story.
Another politician trying to play both sides of the issue. But I can't believe that de Blasio would ever say anything because he's such a liberal, fanatic socialist that he would ever worry about it. But
I'd be interested to know what Donald Trump would say to Bill about this. You know, they want to close this Times Square, this pedestrian plaza so that naked women don't run around. They want to not tolerate this, even though the law says they can. Now, you got this shock poll, 57% of Americans, or I'm sorry, 57% of Republicans believe that Trump will be the nominee. What do you think Trump would say about this, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's a recent Drudge poll, apparently, Sam, and, you know, he's saying that, hey, it's a big surprise because before this, you know, all the insider Republicans were like, hey, man, you know, he's not going to be. But now you see a bunch of them, they'll jump on because they'll say, well, at least we could win. You know, and that's what they're always after is if we can have a winner, you know, never mind if you get Boehner or McConnell, but at least we got a winner.
All right. Now, I guess some folks are checking out the drug cartel, Sheriff, and I want you to weigh in on this one, Kurt.
Well, you got Arizona Sheriff Paul Babu, or I don't know how you say it.
Now, that guy's the guy that came out as gay, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
I think so.
He used to say he was conservative. He used to stand with a lot of conservative values, and now he bust out and came out as gay, right?
Yeah, but anyway, you know, that's why he's going to get some nice coverage. You know, he says drug cartels with AK-47s control American soil 30 miles from Phoenix. He said this on Fox News Channel's Your World with Neil Cavuto. I must have missed that program. Pinal County Sheriff Paul, anyway, Mr. Babu, anyway, said these guys are controlling American soil. He detailed touring the border with Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson. He said, we flew him in our helicopter, showed him the drug smuggling routes, the actual caves these cartel scouts live on top of mountains 30 days at a time, and how on mountaintop to mountaintop over a 50-mile swath, you know, they're 30 miles from Phoenix. Hey.
Well, hey, they just have to battle the drug smugglers, not those women in Times Square.
Okay, I've got to ask a question on that.
All right, hold on. We'll do it in seconds. Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the headline we're talking about is Arizona Sheriff Paul Bablew, or Bat, whatever you call his name, drug cartels with AK-47s control the ground, control American soil, 30 miles from Phoenix. So he took Ben Carson on a tour, and Ben says, we got to do something about this big time. Sheriff, you had a question. Sheriff Richard Mack.
Well, I still have a question about the economy that I think we need to address, but it's specifically to Ben Carson flying in that helicopter. Do you know how much it is, how much it costs to fly a helicopter? Who paid for that? It was a political
stunt.
Whatever it was, it's still politics. It's taking a presidential candidate. I want to know first, the taxpayers of Pinal County have a right to know who paid for that. That costs about $5,000 an hour. So what?
Yeah, I guess
who paid for that?
That's a good question. In the
well,
it's
shame on,
story,
on Carson for allowing it to happen.
Well, thank well, you. In the bright, is. Can I go take a ride in Sheriff Bybee's helicopter tomorrow?
Well, you might because you're a rock star, Richard Mack. But the average Joe can't, is your point. I'm just saying, if you said, hey, I'm Sheriff Richard Mack, I went at the Supreme Court, I'm with the CSPOA, I bet Paul might make an exception for you. But the point is...
But I still think somebody should pay for that besides the taxpayer.
Well, there's no question. Kurt?
Yep. In the Breitbart piece, they say that this is literally, this is what I guess, you know, the sheriff said, this is literally an unsecured border. We have cartels that think they own the place. They control many areas on American soil, and this is how they freely move billions of dollars of drugs and hundreds of thousands of illegals into our country. I'm like, well, if he knows where everything is and how it all works, why doesn't he put a stop to it? But anyway,
because, let me answer your question, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to answer that question with how Joe Arpaio's being treated. Okay?
Yeah.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio says federal judge hated him and has been out to get him. Why? Because they claim that he's unfairly targeting Hispanics and he's profiling, and the judge is pursuing contempt after finding sheriff's office discriminated against Hispanics. And so it's a big old battle between Barack and the Justice Department and Joe and these judges. And Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has petitioned to have the judge who is investigating him kicked off the case. Why? Because the judge's wife said that he was out to get Joe. So Joe hired a private investigative team and researched and validated those claims. So the sheriff hired an investigator to look at the claims. And Sheriff Arpaio said those claims were substantiated. The battle rages on, but what do you expect Paul to do?
Yep,
so you
yep,
can't stand up too hard, buddy, or you get the smackdown by the feds.
I guess Ben Carson has called for drones and National Guard troops on the border. The sheriff commented about it. He says, we don't have drones ourselves. We have a couple of helicopters, and this is why there shouldn't be one county fighting the drug cartels. We had a $3 billion drug bust. We arrested 76 in one day. They were carrying 108 weapons. That's more than one a person, I guess, including AK-47s. Ben Carson mentioned absolutely use drones and maybe have the idea of a missile strike to blow up these cartel lookouts where they live in. Some members of the media were aghast. He said such a thing. He said, look, we're fighting a war here. We should talk to military leaders and law enforcement leaders to see what we need to do. Anyway, it's kind of warm down there by the border, huh, Sheriff?
Boy, I'll say it has been. Yes, it has. So, and I'm going to go back to this, and I hate to do this, but I think we have to. Where it's really hot right now is the stock market crashing.
And I did look that up, by the way, on that, you know, those numbers. Just before the 9/11 deal in 2001, you know, as far as I can see, you're about 9,500, somewhere in there. They didn't open it the day that it crashed into the building, you know. Right. They delayed it or whatever. But anyway, as close as I can tell, when they reopened, they were a little bit like 8,800, and then it dropped down, you know, somewhere close to 8,200, and then kind of, you know, gradually came up from there. But, you know, the bottom line is it's dropping pretty good, huh, Sheriff?
Yeah, and the economy is a serious, serious concern. Trump's concerned about it. Sheriff Richard Mack's concerned about it, and I think it's a serious reality check as well. However, I don't believe it's the end times. I don't believe we're going to have a complete meltdown, Sheriff.
Regardless of that, Ron Paul's prediction is that it's coming soon. Mine has been that this economy will not survive 8 years of Barack Obama. I even argued with, was it Mark Skousen that does this?
Yeah. He's the an economics forecaster, business guy.
Yeah, and he and I disagreed a little bit on that. He said it would not they would keep it artificially stable throughout Barack Obama's administration.
And I agree with Mark with one exception. They will still boom and bust the economy to fleece more and more people out of their money as it goes. So they won't have a massive crash, but they'll have enough of a crash, maybe even like 2008, to fleece us of our money. But it won't be an absolute systemic complete meltdown.
Okay, well, I think that's coming. Right now the indicators is that it is coming.
Yeah, it's coming. The problem is the timing.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody knows the date and time of that, but right now the stock market in 2 days has gone down almost 600 points.
Yeah, it's almost 1,300 points in the last couple of weeks, though.
And if you look, yes, exactly. And that is even as bad or worse than what happened at 9/11. Okay?
All right, yep.
So that's pretty bad. And the reason, one of the main reasons that it's crashing right now is because of OPEC. And that shows that these Middle Eastern countries and these countries that are in OPEC, who all hate us, are actually destroying and having control over our stock market right now. And it's because OPEC keeps flooding the market with so much oil, it's putting American oil exploration companies out of business. And isn't that astonishing that we have allowed that much control over us to countries who hate us, and it's still being ignored? And then not only does our president do nothing about it, he makes a ridiculous, stupid, lopsided deal with Iran to be able to continue their proliferation of nuclear weapons. It's just absolutely astonishing how stupid this is, how un-American it is, and that it would be so destructive to not only our economy, but to our very existence.
You're right about that. We got to keep an eye on that ball for sure, and we'll pick up that theme and talk about it more in detail. For now, though, a listener emailed in and has a question for you, Sheriff.
Okay.
Does Sheriff Mack like desert snow forfeiture training?
Desert snow. Never heard of it, but I absolutely detest asset forfeiture laws. I have worked, lobbied, trained, done everything I can, written books about that very issue, have spoken and trained other law enforcement officers. They continue to ignore me or to criticize me or to ostracize me all they can. For any chief or sheriff in this country, and I'll say it to you, I'll say it to them, and I've said it to their faces, and I'll say it again, for any sheriff or chief of police to allow asset forfeiture in his department where those monies or assets that are seized
to be used to supplement their own departmental budgets is absolutely criminal, immoral, and at the very least, a conflict of interest that should be criticized, should be stopped by every law enforcement leader in this country. It is a
right. Oh, you're not.
So hold on. Desert
for
Snow.
It, right?
Desert Snow is a training program that have helped cops learn the art of asset forfeiture. So exactly. The answer is you're 100% against it.
I am 1,000% against it. It is the one of the worst things that we could have ever done in law enforcement. And for any legislator or any county commissioner, any mayor, city councilman, chief of police, any patrol officer that participates in that should be arrested.
Okay, it's criminal activity. It's the theft of private property. It goes along this idea that you can steal a movie on the simple side and claim that there's morality laws at stake. Well, if there is, due process should apply, and the same thing's true here. And what it really means is just the government basically becoming the bad guys as they enrich themselves with this search and seizure, with this forfeiture, with this we can steal it because, well, it was supposedly used in a crime or what. It goes on and on. But Business Insider wrote an article about this Desert Snow agenda, basically training cops to steal. And that's really what it is.
Well, it's a horrible practice. It's a dishonest practice. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong here, I'm not saying that cartels or other mafia organizations should not have their assets seized after they are found guilty and proved that those were ill-gotten gains. But that is not to go to police departments. And, you know, that's how you would actually literally supplement your own budgets and then give raises and bonuses to police officers, or you buy more vehicles or you hire more cops. That is absolutely absurd that we have ever engaged in such a ridiculously moral practice.
All right. Desert Snow is the company that does the training, and it's bad news bears, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's evil. It's theft at the highest order. And as Richard Mack says, these people who engage in it need to be arrested, to say the least. And it really turns the good guys into the bad guys, doesn't it, Sheriff?
It really does, Sam, and I'm ashamed of the law enforcement community that allows that.
All right, there you have the answer, TZ. Thanks for the incredible question. Sheriff Richard Mack, teaching school during the week, CSPOA every other minute of his life, except for when he's spending a little bit of breaks with his wife. I'm going to try to get him to go to Hawaii with us, by the way. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hope we're all doing great. CSPOA.org, the website for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Thanks, Sheriff.
Hey, thanks, Sam. See you, Kurt.
This nation shall endure.